Hello once again, Blind Cool Tech. This is Gary Pierce. I have a podcast for you about the CareTech automatic battery charger. Now we'll get the boring stuff over first. My name is Gary Pierce. I live in Brisbane, Australia. And if anyone wants to contact me regarding this podcast, my email address is gary@garypierce.com, and I'll spell Gary Pierce for you, GaryPearse. Now, I acquired this device about 3 days ago and thought I'd just do a quick podcast for you to tell you what it was all about. The device runs on a power supply, and they will give you an appropriate power supply if they can from CareTech. They couldn't give me an Australian one, but they gave me a nice little switch mode power supply set up for an English power point. And the reason that I asked them to send me an English one was because they weren't sure. They thought it was a transformer supply rather than a switch mode. As it turns out, it is a switch mode, and it can accept voltages, input voltages from 100 to 240 volts and from 50 to 60 hertz. So barring the actual plug itself, it'll work anywhere. But if you, I would imagine in the case of Americans, or that they would have the appropriate supply. But all you need is 12 to 16 volts at 1 amp, center positive, and you're okay to go. Now the device can charge 1, 2, 3 or 4 cells of any size from AA, AAA, C and D of any type, i.e. nickel cadmium, nickel metal, and alkaline manganese. I think they used to be called RAM cells. Any cell that can be recharged, it can do. You must not charge any cells that are not meant to be recharged, and I don't think I'd like to try standard alkalines, although there's some feeling that it might work, but I wouldn't try it in case they explode or damage the device. On the back of the unit there are two slots to put two 9 volt batteries for charging, and they all the charging is monitored and fully automatic. No attention is needed, and when the device has nothing in it and you press the status button, you hear this:
all compartments are empty.
Now, if you press that button while there are batteries on board, it will tell you what's happening with them, whether they're charging or whether the charging is complete. The batteries can go in any size in any order, one per compartment. And there is a simple menu system on the device, which lets you control whether or not the device will automatically report the completion of each charging cell, and also the volume at which the voice is spoken. So it's a fairly simple device. To get into the menu system, you do a long press on the status button. There's only one button there. So you do a long press on it, which then puts you into the status report. I'll just do that.
Automatic confirmation.
Now, if I short press that, it'll go to the next mode.
Volume.
And again.
End.
So if I go
automatic confirmation,
and if I want to turn that off, I hold the button in.
Automatic confirmation active.
Now if I want to change that,
automatic confirmation not active.
A short press, but I want it back to report.
Automatic confirmation active.
So now a long press.
Automatic confirmation active.
And now it's left the menu system. Quite an elegant way to do it after you get used to it. And I have charged, let me see, one 9 volter and 8 AA's, and it charged them very, very, very quickly. It's a rapid charger, and the batteries only got to moderate heat, a bit more than body temperature, not too hot at all. And I'm keeping my J-Card charger because it's been a very good unit, but I couldn't resist the talking one. There are four LEDs, actually there are six LEDs on the back of it. The four of them nearest to the front blink green. They're green LEDs. They blink while they're charging and stay on continuously when the charging is complete, and extinguish themselves if the batteries are removed, whereas the two back slots for charging the 9-volt batteries, they blink when they're charging, and they also stay on when the charging is complete. And all systems are reported. If there's any cells that aren't as healthy as others, it will adjust its charge rate to do its very best to charge them to their best capacity for the state of their health. And so ends this podcast, not a very complicated one this time, but I like the device. It's very similar in shape to the J-Car charger that I first had, and let's hope that it works as well, but all indications are that it's going to be a very good unit. So there we are. That's the end of that podcast, and thank you.